What is up, everybody? Welcome to Real Talk for Real People with your friendly neighborhood coach. Today's Real Talk for Real People is sponsored by Juice Plus. You don't have to go broke to be healthy. Now, are y'all ready for some real talk? Are y'all ready to get this information? Well, pucker your ears up, because here I come, world. Coach Rodney Young. Yo, this is your friendly neighborhood coach. Real Talk for Real People is live and on the air.
How many of us have them friends? Ones we can depend on, friends. How many of us have them friends? Before we go any further, let's be friends.
Yo, this is your friendly neighborhood coach coming at you. You know how to be able to catch me. You can go to my Instagram, Facebook. You can even call me at 623-226-5635. Here's a little bit of old school Houdini. Friends, how many of us have them?
We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day. Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again. But these are the people that we call friends.
Yo! Welcome to Real Talk for Real People. This is your friendly neighborhood coach, Grind Time Fitness and Wellness Consultant, Juice Plus owner and distributor, the leader of this Real Talk for Real People Nation, and all around nice guy. How is everybody doing? This is the next installment of Real Talk for Real People, and I am just excited to be able to talk to y'all today. And we're going to talk about one of the subjects we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about healthy relationships. We're going to talk about healthy relationships and how to identify if the relationship that you're in is not healthy. It's toxic. That's what we're going to talk about today. Whether you're in a marriage, whether you're in a relationship, whether it's just a friendship, we're going to talk about how to identify if that relationship that you're in is toxic. We're also going to introduce a segment today. I'm going to introduce this segment, and it is called An Uncomfortable Conversation. And so from now on, we're going to have those uncomfortable conversations. We need to talk about things that most folks won't talk about. Okay? So some may see that as controversial. I just see it as conversation. That's all it is. So let's get started with this, everybody. Listen, I was talking with the Queen this week and, you know, the family, and I was trying to come up with an idea, you know, to be able to give y'all this Real Talk for Real People. And I just searched my Facebook, and there was a lot of people, no names please, that was reaching out to me and was saying things of, hey, coach, we need to understand what a healthy relationship is all about. Now, when I saw that, I said, okay, you know, I take a lot of the examples that I have had. Okay, my marriage that is going on 26 years, I deem is very healthy. It didn't start out that way. I'm going to be honest and transparent, but it ended up developing into what I believe is the most healthiest relationship in the world. That's me. I'm selfish. That's my queen. I love her. I've seen healthy relationships. My parents were married for 55 years. It wasn't all peaches and cream. There was a lot of issues that took place during my parents' marriage, but they worked through it. Okay? They went through it. All right? I've seen other relationships and other marriages and people being together, and I've seen healthy relationships. I've also seen toxic relationships. I've seen relationships when it comes to non-communication and domestic violence, and I've seen it. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And so let's get started. So how do you identify a healthy relationship, even if it's a friendship? You know, when you're dealing with, let's talk about friendships right now, okay? How do you determine that that friendship is healthy? Well, number one, that friend is going to always be there for you. And no matter what you're doing, they're going to be there for you. They're going to tell you when you've done something wrong. They don't have no problem in getting physical with you if it's going to prevent you from doing something that's going to be detrimental to your health. Okay? A true friend is somebody that's going to give you the best advice that they know, that's going to help you propel yourself into another level of your walk. Okay? A true friend is going to be there no matter what the circumstance or situation is, okay? Your friend is going to keep it real with you. Some of y'all think y'all got some healthy relationships and some healthy friendships, but I'm telling y'all right now, you don't. Because some of y'all friends are really not your friends. Some of y'all friends just want to get what they can out of you. And you got to be able to identify who those individuals are and what they're trying to do. You have to be able to identify, is this person trying to edify me? Is this person trying to uplift me? Or is this person trying to just down talk me or pull me down? You've got to be able to identify that. So, coach, they're asking, how do I identify that? You can identify a toxic friendship simply because of this. I'm going to take an example of my youngest son. My youngest son has some friends of his that, you know, they're tight. They're together. They work out together. They talking about playing D1 football. They just want to do things positive. But he's got this one friend, no names please, that cannot and will not allow situations or circumstances, you know, he can't walk away from things. And so right now, my son is identifying that this friend has toxicity in him. He doesn't want to change. Now, contrary to that, you know, and Coach Young will never tell you to get rid of or diss or dismiss somebody. But what he has done is he has put him in a place where he understands there are certain things that he can't do with him. Okay, so he doesn't. There's certain things that he knows that he can't present to him because he's going to get the wrong idea. Okay, and he's going to do the wrong thing. Okay, now I will say this. Now, Coach Young, like I said, I don't tell you to diss or dismiss. I just tell you sometimes you got to distance yourself from people. If that individual in your life is causing you so much grief that you cannot function or think, if that person is not giving you the necessary tools to make you a better individual, then yeah, it's time to move on. It's time to move on. And it's sometimes those friendships that have lasted a long time is the hardest ones to move on from. But you have to understand that your health, in terms of your mental health, is very important. If you got one of those friends that is constantly getting y'all into stuff, you really need to recognize and separate yourself from that individual. Now, once again, Coach Young didn't say dismiss. He said distance yourself from that individual because they're not helping you get to the level that you're supposed to get to. Okay? I got some categories, and let me break this down to y'all like a fraction. I have categories in terms of friendship, and I've lived with these categories most of my life, and it has helped me determine who's in my corner, who's not in my corner, okay? And so, number one, you have your best friend. Your best friend is that individual who, like I said before, is going to be there for you. You know, by hook or by crook, is going to give you the best advice that you know, is going to, you know, call you when they don't hear from you, you know what I mean, and going to check on you. They're going to come by. Sometimes they come by unannounced. It don't matter, because I know with Coach Young, when somebody comes on my mind, one of my friends come on my mind, I have to contact them. And 99 times out of 100, when I do, something is either going on or something is going wrong. Real talk. I want you to understand that. That's what your best friend is going to do. For husbands, your best friend should be your wife. I'm going to let that sit there and marinate for a couple seconds. Your best friend should be your wife. My best friend is my wife. I can tell her anything. She's not going to judge me. She's going to try to help me. But she's going to tell me the truth, not what I want to hear. Okay? For those that are in a relationship, you may have a best friend. Now, let me break this down to y'all. You can't have two best friends. I know some folks will disagree, but you can't have two best friends. Because what's going to eventually happen is you're going to have a toxic friendship, a toxic trio, because as soon as those two people know that they're your best friend, they're going to want to vie for your attention. And so then heads are going to bang. I very rarely see people who have multiple best friends. So you're just going to have one. Your next category is you're going to have friends, okay? You're going to have friends, and those friends are a step below that best friend. You can be able to tell them things. They're going to be there for you. They're going to ride with you, but they can't be with that best friend. That best friend is at another level, but they still down with you. They still going to do things, to help you, all right? They're not trying to get nothing from you. They just want to be around you, okay? Your next category. You know, you got your friend, you got your best friends, you have your friends, and then you have your associates, okay? The associate is just someone that you talk to, you say what's happening, but you don't give them enough, you don't give them too much information that's going to come back and bite you. Because, you know, you got people who want to get, you know, that status, they're going to troll you, they want to, you know, they want to get their 15 minutes of fame, so if you say something sideways, you say something to them, they're going to run to somebody else, and they're going to say it to somebody else. That's an associate. That's somebody who you just associate with. That's not nobody that you go kick it with, go to Starbucks, get a cafe latte with. No, that's not that individual. That individual, you say what's up, hey, how your mama doing, how your mama doing, and then you move on about your business. And then finally, you have your high and buys. That's exactly what they are. High and buy. You say what's up, how you doing, I'll chop it up with you later, and you go on about your business. High and buys ain't the ones that you sit and you have full-blown conversations with. High and buys is not the ones that you had say your most intimate things to. That's not what high and buys do. High and buys are just that. High and buys. Can one category jump to another? No. Because I tell it to you like this. If your friend becomes your best friend, then that means your best friend ain't doing their job. Real talk. Okay? Just letting y'all know. So those categories, to me, if you follow those categories, if you put those people in the categories, then you won't have so much drama in your life if you do have drama. Now, I know folks are going to listen to this podcast, and the first thing they're going to say is, well, Coach, what category am I in? If you don't know what category you in by being around me, then you ain't in none of them. You're not in any of them, okay? I'm telling you right now, my wife is my best friend. And then I have my friends. I do have some associates, and I don't really conversate with higher buys. If I see you in the street, if you one of them high buys, hi, bye. That's it, okay? That's just the way that I roll, all right? And I'm being honest, I have less drama in my life. Some of y'all need to think about that. If you sitting around and you got drama in your life and most of the drama stems from the people who you hang out with, then you need to reevaluate that friendship, okay? Last but not least, when it comes to the individual friendship, let me tell you something. If we friends and you go ghost on me, and what I mean by ghost is that I don't hear from you, you don't say nothing to me, I try to call you, you don't answer. I try to check on you, you don't answer. Guess what? You ain't got to worry about hearing from me. I'm going to move on. A lot of folks, you need to understand, when people go ghost on you, you got to continue with your life. Okay? You can't worry about what they doing. Okay? Some folks just, they don't think like that. Some folks think a little bit differently. You know, if you're supposed to be a friend of mine, because best friends don't go ghost on you. Let me say that. I don't care if you're in a marriage. I don't care what relationship you're in. Your best friend don't go ghost on you. They don't go zero dark 30 on you. And if they do, you know, they're going to make sure that when they done doing whatever it is they doing, that they're going to contact you and let you know that they okay. So your best friend ain't going to do that. So if this is your best friend and they go zero dark 30 on you, they ain't your best friend. You evaluate it incorrectly. Real talk. Just letting you know. All right. So, having said that, now we talked about single relationships. Now let's talk about marriage. Let's talk about a healthy marriage. okay? And then we could talk about toxic marriage, okay? Like I said, I've been married going on 26 years right now. I've seen a lot of good. I've seen a lot of bad, okay? And the one thing that I notice when it comes to toxic marriages is that the foundation is messed up. Let me say that again. With most toxic marriages, the foundation is messed up. If you don't have a solid foundation, you can't build a house on shaky ground. You can't build a house on sand because it's going to sink. Okay? So y'all know me. Y'all know Coach Young. I'm never going to deviate or run away from him because he is my Lord and Savior. If you don't have a foundation set on the Word of God, then confusion will set in. Let me say that again. If you don't have a foundation set on the Word of God in terms of your marriage, then you starting off on shaky ground, okay? Because the one thing that I need to understand is that when I married my wife, when I said I do, I made a covenant with her. You know, I made a bond and a seal with her, okay, that cannot be broken. Now, like I said, did it start off right? No, because I did not have the knowledge then that I do now, okay? When you're dealing in a toxic marriage, there's no communication. I want to call it a gender confusion. And what I mean by gender confusion is the woman of the house wants to be the man of the house, you know, and then the man takes a step back. That's not going to work. Okay. That's not going to work. There has to be a healthy biblical balance in your household. Okay. Even when it comes to dealing with your children. All right. But we ain't going to talk about the children. Let's continue with, you know, the healthy marriage and healthy relationship in terms of your marriage. So what are some of the things that you can identify with a healthy marriage or relationship? Number one, do you have open communication? Can you talk? Are you talking to each other or are you talking at each other? Real talk, because there's a complete difference. All right. When two individuals are talking at the same time, you can't hear nothing. All right. So sometimes you got to be slow to speak, easy to listen, and slow to wrath. That's what the Bible says. My mother used to say there's a reason that you got one mouth and two ears. Sometimes you got to listen and you got to keep your mouth shut. All right. Number two is their trust in the relationship. Okay. And what I mean by that is if your significant other goes out, do you know that they're doing the right things when they go out? Or do you sit and you think like, man, what are they doing, man? Or do you call all the time? Now, there's a difference. When I call my wife, it's because I'm her protector. It's because I'm the provider. I'm the head. I realize that. And I want to make sure that my queen is protected. So if she's out for a long period of time and I have not heard from her, it's not a trust issue. Okay. I want to make sure that she's okay. Because let me tell you something. I trust her. I don't trust the people around her sometimes. Because things happen in this crazy world. All right. Time apart. You got to spend some time apart. I mean, there are times where you got to be able to meditate and get thought processes and things on your own. And sometimes you got to have some time apart. What I love is that, and I'm being transparent, real talk, people. I'm being transparent. When my wife goes on retreats or she leaves for periods of time, or, you know, staycation or whatever it is that she's doing, I really have trouble sleeping. That's why because my wife has always been with me, you know, for the past 25 going on 26 years. And so when she's not around, it's difficult for me to sleep. That's just being real. Okay. It's difficult, but I know we need that time apart because when we come back together, it creates an atmosphere because I want to miss my wife. If you're not dating your significant other as you're married, if you're not continuing the dating process, okay, that will open up doors for toxicity, just so you understand, okay? Next is intimacy. Into me, I see. We're not just talking about sex, because, you know, when you hear intimacy, that's the first thing that most folks want to talk about. We're not talking about sex. We're talking about where you can sit down, have a conversation with your significant other, and it just stimulates you mentally. Not necessarily all the time physically, but it stimulates you mentally. You know, I can only use my example, and my wife continues to stimulate me mentally. She continues to challenge me mentally to do what I'm doing now, to even be on this Real Talk for Real People. She stimulates me to be able to help others. And it is the greatest thing in the world is when you have a mate that continues to challenge you to go to higher heights. If you don't have that, there needs to be a reevaluation process. Six, is there teamwork in the house? You know, now we got three kids, and sometimes your kids will try you. I know I did when I was younger. You know, if my mom and dad were having a disagreement or having strong fellowship, you know, I wanted, and if it's something that I wanted to do, just the mischievous little sucker that I was, I would run to my mom and ask her if I could do something. And most of the time, I knew my dad was going to say no, so that's why I never went to him. So I went to her. But it wasn't until my parents understood that they had to raise us as a team, regardless of what they were going through at the time, that I could go to my mom. And when my mom said, "What did your dad say?" I knew then. So you got to have that teamwork in the house. You got to be able to function together as a unit. Okay. Conflict resolution. Me and my wife have never argued in front of our children. I don't believe in that. And let me not say argue, because arguing, you're not solving problems. You're just talking and you're mad because you're talking. But we have strong fellowship. If me and my queen disagree on something, our children don't see that, because we go into a room and we'll talk it out. We may not agree with what the other is thinking, but we're going to talk it out. And when we talk it out, we're going to usher in the Holy Spirit. We're going to pray. And there are a lot of times where we just have to be still until we can clearly hear from God. See, that's what I'm saying. Foundation. Foundation, people. There's got to be a foundation in your relationships. When you have that foundation of God, whether it's in your marriage or whether it's in your friendships, when you have that foundation, nothing can go wrong. You're going to have obstacles. You're going to have trials and tribulations. But because you have that foundation, you're more than able to be able to deal with situations and circumstances that arise. All right. So we talked about healthy relationships. And it's just the opposite for toxic relationships. If you're close, if your communication is closed, if there's distrust, insecurity, standoffish. If you're a standoffish individual, you don't want to listen. You don't want to listen to reason. If you're cold in terms of you get mad and you freeze everybody. And this is consistently. Every once in a while, okay, you lose your mind and those things happen. But I'm saying consistently. And then you're just flat out selfish. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna stop here. And we're going to have a break, and we're going to have an uncomfortable conversation. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to finish this up, giving you a test that you can ask yourself, is your relationship healthy? So I'll be right back. Let's get ready to have an uncomfortable conversation. Welcome to Uncomfortable Conversations. Man, listen, in this segment, we talk about things that most folks don't want to talk about, or when you do talk about them, they become so uncomfortable that they try to transition and want to walk away from the conversation. You know, in life, there are times where you have to have uncomfortable conversations. For men, when you sit down and you talk to your sons about the birds and the bees, that's an uncomfortable conversation. Women, when you sit down with your daughters and talk about the same thing, that's an uncomfortable conversation. So in this segment, we're going to talk about the coronavirus. And these are my views and my views only. You don't have to agree with them. Doesn't bother me. But I'm going to share how I feel and not have to feel like I'm going to be censored by what I say and how I feel. So what am I going to talk about when it comes to the coronavirus? I'm going to talk about how y'all folks run around here, y'all getting these vaccines, y'all getting stuck, and they can't even guarantee you that you're going to avoid the coronavirus. Now, let me explain something. I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm just anti-ignorant. That's just me. And I'm not saying that folks that are taking the vaccine are ignorant. But what I'm saying is they need to be more informed. Or you need to be more informed. Now, let me explain something. The reason that I'm saying this is because most vaccines take 5 to 10 years to be formulated. 5 to 10 years, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages. This Operation Warp Speed, they put together a vaccine that less than 9 months. Sometimes you just got to do your math, people. Sometimes you just have to understand that it just doesn't add up. And then you have to take 2 dosage, not 1, but 2. Okay, once again, if you did it, fine. But I need you to be a little bit more informed and educated, simply because the world has it set up to where you'll do anything due to fear. I'll say it again. This world has it set up that some of you will do anything because you're fearful. And I understand many people have lost their lives due to corona. But let me ask you this. Does every other disease, disorder, or dysfunction stop because of corona? Are there less heart attacks? Are people dying less of cancer? You know, I really want you to understand. So they've created this vaccine in less than 9 months and can't even guarantee you that it's going to prevent you from catching corona. Other than that, do you know what they're injecting in you? Just asking. I just wanted to ask. Do you know what they're putting in your body? Do you have the ingredients? Can they tell you? I don't think so. So I just want my people, my Real Talk for Real Nation people, to be a little bit more informed when it comes to this. Okay? If you take care of yourself in terms of your health and wellness, if you eat the right things, if you do the right things, then you should be able to live a prosperous life. One last thing. If you take the vaccine, why do you have to continue to wear the mask? If you're wearing the mask, why do you need the vaccine? If you have the vaccine or the mask, why do you have to stay 6 feet away? Just thinking about it. This is Coach Young, and this is your uncomfortable conversation. Let's get back to the real talk.
We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
Welcome back. So I'm going to give you guys a little information when it comes to a healthy relationship. Now, this is going to be geared to mostly those who are married and those who are in a relationship right now. Okay. And then I'm going to talk to my people about toxic friendships, how you identify a toxic friendship. Okay. So let's get started. Number one, does your partner encourage you to grow? Does your partner constantly feed you and encourages you to be the best that you can possibly be? Okay? Or do they allow you to put your chin in your chest and say, woe is me, and you know, or they, you get ready to give up on something, where they allow you to give up? They're not even motivating you. Number two, do you share goals for the future? Do you sit down and do you talk about where you want to be? I mean, yesterday I visited a friend of mine, no names please, and we were doing some things, and he has a wonderful home, and he took me over to his father's home, which is basically on the same piece of land, And it was just beautiful. And I looked at it as a motivating tool for me to continue to do what I'm doing. And so there are goals that I've shared with my queen, letting her know this is where we're going to be in this amount of time. And I'm doing the things possible to execute those things. So are you sharing goals about the future? Number three, can you be yourself with your mate? Can you be yourself? Okay. I'm goofy by nature, guys. Goofy. Okay. I love to enjoy life. And the great part about it is that I have a help meet that loves the same things, that can be as goofy as I can, that can be as serious as I can, that will love me through those extraordinarily goofy times, you know, but I can be myself. She lets me live in my skin. Okay. She never once has tried to change me as a man. She allows me to be a man. She allows me to raise my sons to be men. Okay. And vice versa. Okay. So I can be myself. All right. Number four, is it a give and give relationship? Some folks say give and take, and I don't like that. I don't like that terminology, give and take. Because if you're in a true, healthy relationship, it's a give and give. There's no taking involved. It's I'm going to give to you, you're going to give to me. Okay? As simple as that. I know me and my wife, we talk about it all the time. We joke about it. I say, what's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine. But I'm just joking. No. What's hers is hers. What's mine is mine. But what is ours is ours. Okay? And so because she has hers and I have mine, we have ours. And that's the way we think about it, okay? Next one, is my life better with them in it? Now, you can talk about that when it comes to marriage. You can talk about that when it comes to friendship. Is my life better because they're in it? And if you can't say yes when it comes to marriage, it's time to sit down, it's time to pray. Because see, Coach Young will never tell you, okay, well, get rid of him or get rid of her. That's too easy. Anything in life worth having is worth working for. Some of y'all out there give up on relationships so quickly because they're not doing what you want them to do. Understand, healthy relationships is not a dictatorship. Let me say that again. Healthy relationships is not a dictatorship. Okay? It's not the type of relationship where you can see what you can get out of him or he can see what he can get out of her. Okay? That's not what a relationship is all about. That's not what a healthy relationship is all about. Okay? Next one. Does your time together have any meaning? When you sit up in the morning and you look at your helpmeet, does it just fill your heart that you know that you have someone on your side that's going to be by your side, that's going to walk with you? See, understand, hear what I'm saying, that's going to walk with you, where you guys will walk together. See, in so many relationships, people forget how they're supposed to walk. Me and my wife walk together. But like I said, she allows me to be the head. She allows me to be the man. She allows me to be a man. And I allow her to be that Proverbs 31 woman. If you don't know what that is, I need you to read. Ladies, I need you to read. Okay? So that you understand what a Proverbs 31 woman is. Selah, I'll leave that there. Does your time have meaning? Okay? When you spend time with your mate, your helpmeet, does it have meaning? Even if y'all laughing together, it has meaning. Last but not least, do they have your back? Are they going to be there for you? Listen, I always use this terminology. If I walk down a dark alley, will that individual run away from me? And let me tell you something about my queen. My queen ain't going to run away from me. She's not going to be scared. Matter of fact, I'm going to have to stop her because she might want to jump on somebody. Real talk. Okay. Does your help meet? Does your mate? Does that person that you're spending time with? Do you know for sure that they have your back? I'm going to leave that there, and I want y'all to think about that. Toxic friendships. I'm going to give you a couple of those. Do they cross boundaries? Do your friends cross boundaries and don't apologize about it? They just do it. And is it consistent? Do they consistently just cross boundaries and are non-apologetic about it? Are they jealous of your other friendships? Ooh, that's a good one. Are they jealous of your other friendships? When you have other friends and you go and you spend time with those other friends, does that main friend, do they get upset about it? And I say that main friend because your best friend's not going to do that. Because most of the time, the person you're hanging out with is your best friend. So when you hang out with other friends, does those friends or those associates or those high and bys, do they get upset? Do they constantly tell you why you hanging out with them? Why you always hanging out with them? You don't spend no time with me? I'm going to leave that there because I want you to think about that. Okay. So what am I saying? If you don't understand anything that I've said today, understand that you have to have an evaluation process for your friendships. You have to have a process for your relationships. You have to stay determined. You have to keep your eyes focused on forward. And you have to have people in your circle that's going to help you achieve the goals and aspirations that you have in your life. Man, time flies when you're having fun. My time is up, guys. But I thank you for joining me for Real Talk for Real People. And I pray that the information that you received today be on soft soil, and I pray that your week be successful and prosperous in Jesus' name. Join me next week for another intriguing episode of Real Talk for Real People. And until then, remember, whenever you talk to someone, make sure to keep it real. I'll see you next week.